local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we welcome you into hour number three, doing it live on a Monday. I'm Joe Gracie alongside for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Both of us coming off a great, relaxing weekend. Plenty of football for one of us. Not so much for the other. I'll let you guess who on that one. But Gracie did get some Arsenal football viewing in. And are you excited for the Champions League that starts this week? Arsenal will be a big part of that. You have no idea what I'm talking about.
I'm sure I'm going to get forced into watching it, but...
may not. The Champions League is a midweek competition, so games usually happening Tuesday and Wednesday afternoon.
Yes.
You've never had such good news in your life as what I just told you. There will not be Arsenal Champions League viewing for you this year.
Yeah.
but Monday Night Football tonight, we've got two games. In fact, one of them, I got to switch the TV over here, we have the Saints starting on ESPN as they take on the Carolina Panthers. So NFC South showdown there, and we'll see the Saints against the number one overall pick, Bryce Young. So that starts in about 2 minutes now, and then coming up at 7:15 on ABC, you have the Steelers hosting the Cleveland Browns in an AFC North battle. So good night of football here to finish up week number two. We start, as we always do, with our top three stories as we start off our rundown of everything happening in your world today. And we start over in Los Angeles County, where today, L.A. County Sheriff's Office says they have arrested a man accused of fatally shooting a sheriff's deputy as he was sitting in his squad car over the weekend. That suspect, Kevin Salazar, taken into custody after a barricade situation and tear gas deployed as well.
Community members came forward with information which led homicide detectives to identify the suspect and the vehicle used in the murder of Deputy Klink and Broomer.
And that deputy, Ryan Klink and Broomer, was the victim in that case. The sheriff's office does not know if the deputy was targeted or killed just because he was a law enforcement officer. Also today, five Americans now back home after being imprisoned in Iran following a prisoner swap.
The freedom of these Americans for so long, unjustly imprisoned and detained in Iran, means some pretty basic things. It means that husbands and wives, fathers and children, grandparents can hug each other again.
And Antony Blinken there, the U.S. agreed to a deal that'll give the country access to $6 billion of its own oil revenue that had been frozen through sanctions. Also, now into day four of the UAW strike, the president of the union says there hasn't been much progress in talks with the big three automakers. Sean Fain says the fight is about CEOs making millions off the backs of low-paid workers, as around 13,000 workers are on strike now. 6:15, we'll get our first check of the roads and our weather this hour.
Roads are looking great. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 29 and 90. Pine Forest, Blue Angel, and Gulf Beach all moving smoothly as well. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, please give a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. That is the number to call. Coming up for weather, we have an amazing day to start off our week, and that's really going to continue. Coming up tomorrow, sunny skies and a high of 88. Tonight's low, 67, with mostly clear sky. So enjoy it while we have it, and hopefully it stays around for a bit. It is 87 in our area. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, as we look at some of our top local stories here, starting with a former preacher in Milton sentenced today to 60 years in federal prison for committing child sex crimes in Fiji. That's 42-year-old Jason Moore. FDLE says he was sentenced after pleading guilty in February to two counts of illicit sexual conduct in foreign places. FDLE agents arrested Moore in Santa Rosa County late last year after victims came forward. Investigators say the crimes happened while Moore was working as a preacher on missionary trips in the country. Over in Mobile, 23-year-old Thomas Earl Thomas pleading guilty in April to shooting an illegal 40 Glock pistol that had a Glock switch and now sentenced on federal charges for that deadly New Year's Eve shooting in downtown Mobile. That shooting led to one death and nine injuries. Today, sentenced to 10 years in prison by a U.S. district judge, still facing local charges in Mobile County District Court on intentional murder and first-degree assault. Also, Pensacola police say a three-year-old child reportedly shot himself after finding a loaded gun in his parents' bedroom yesterday.
The child did go into the parents' room and found the gun in a drawer and then discharged it, shooting himself.
Officer Greg Gordon there. The boy was rushed to the emergency room at Baptist Hospital. The child was shot in the arm. Injuries not life-threatening, and the parents have been fully cooperating with the investigation. No word yet if any charges are coming in that one. Also, that inmate that walked away from a work detail in Gulf Shores last week is now back in custody. Police say 34-year-old Christopher Bates booked into the Mobile County Jail. He escaped from his work release detail last Wednesday, shed his inmate clothing, also had the help of an accomplice as well. No word on that who that accomplice was right now. Finally, got a lot of interest on this one. The Sanger Theater announcing today that the U.S. Navy's Jazz Ensemble will be in town next month performing a free concert at the Sanger Theater. That'll be Tuesday, October 24th at 7 o'clock. Free general admission tickets are available at the Sanger Theater box office Monday through Friday, 10 to 4:30. Tickets must be picked up in advance of the concert. Gracie, you checked at their website. Are you able to get the tickets online, or is it in-person only? Because you saw on the website that it had to be four. There was just a limit of four per person. We are looking now to see if you can get those online or if that has to be in person.
I'm pretty sure. Let's see real quick. It does say that the tickets are free to the public, and they don't say anything about online, but picked up at the box office beginning September 15th. So for the past 3 days, and then there's a maximum of four tickets.
Okay. So it looks like you got to pick them up downtown.
Yeah, All right. On here about grabbing tickets on here.
Okay. Should be a really cool concert, though. Wish I could be there, but I will be here. So
enjoy it for us.
Yes. 6:18 right now, almost 6:19. We'll take a break. We've got state and national headlines when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
Hurricane season is here, and Gulf Breeze Natural Gas helps provide the most reliable energy source. There are advantages to having natural gas in your home or business. Major storms typically do not cause widespread outages because gas lines are buried and protected. Most appliances, including cooking and hot water, still work during electrical outages. A gas generator gets everything back up and running within 30 seconds. That's the length of this commercial. Learn more about how to be best prepared at GulfBreezeNaturalGas.com.
Join Autism Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel Wednesday at 9. Autism Pensacola Director Mary McClellan and a guest will be here to tell us all about the Steps for Autism event coming up this weekend. Steps for Autism will be on Saturday, September 23rd at the Pensacola State College Track. Autism Pensacola is the leading resource center and community connector for autism support, advocacy, and education. That's Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Jaclyn Harris Preparatory Academy presents The Many Faces of Tina Turner on Friday, September 29th. Sue Strawn will host an evening of electrifying music, fun, and dancing by Dance Connection. Master storyteller Robin Richard will share the story of the most amazing recording artist ever, Tina Turner. This is a fundraiser event for Favor House, so join them for a fun evening. Tickets are $55 and can be purchased at eventbrite.com.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to four messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Some folks like to drive alone. Some take their best friend. While others ride with their growing families. But no matter how many passengers you have, there's a Volkswagen that fits your needs at Feedmore Imports. The 2023 Jetta Sport. The sleek, compact sedan now from $24,361. The Taos S, a sporty crossover with a competitive price of $25,681. The Tiguan S, with the third row, is larger and it's now $28,251. And the family-sized SUV that seats seven passengers and has style and comfort for everyone to enjoy. The 2024 Atlas SE is now at Feedmore Imports from $39,421. And the VW ID4 EV, the all-electric SUV with plenty of space and an abundance of tech features, is now from $35,332 at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, 103 New Warrington Road.
Sale price before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Discount on the ID4 EV includes $7,500 lease rebate. See dealer for details.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Bands on the Beach is back. Bring a lawn chair or a towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7. This week, it's eclectic. They started with a dream and a vision to be the band of choice for any occasion. Funk, jazz, Motown, R&B, neo soul, country, top 40, and more. This week at Bands on the Beach with Eclectic. No pets, no glass.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. I completely forgot about this.
So
I wanted to give a shout out here. So of course we did high school football on Friday night, Northview and Lighthouse Private Christian Academy, and we saw at the game, it was won by Northview in pretty convincing fashion, but we saw just the one of the most inexplicable things that I've ever seen at any level of the sport. So I want to give a shout out to Wyatt Scruggs, who plays as a wide receiver and a defensive back for Northview. He had 4 touchdowns called back due to penalty on Friday. He had an interception return for a touchdown. He had a punt return for a touchdown. He had a long touchdown run and a long touchdown reception, all wiped away due to penalty. He had a long reception. I want to say it was around 44 yards where he got tackled at the 1. So that, and you know, after 1 or after 2, it's like, okay, you know, hey, oh, hey, by the way, it was the same guy. But in the second half, this poor kid, he has 2 more touchdowns that are wiped away. And at that point, like, everybody in the stadium knows it's the same guy that keeps having touchdowns wiped away because of penalties. So, of course, you know, there's a lot of angst and you're like, oh, what's the deal with these refs or, you know, taking away touchdowns from this kid? So finally, it was like a 3rd and 34 because of all these penalties. He runs like a deep route, and as soon as the play started, I was like, he's going to get thrown the football here. He's just running for the end zone on 3rd and 34 because at this point it's like we gotta get him a touchdown, and he was finally able to get one. So he got a touchdown that counted, had 4 more that were wiped off the board because of penalties. So, again, I was just completely speechless on the broadcast because I was like, I just. you know, if there's some sort of local high school fantasy league with Escambia County kids, whoever has Wyatt Scruggs on his team, man, is just, you know, pulling their hair out.
Oh, my God.
Because, and I'm sure he was too. But anyway, I just wanted to give him a shout out because a terrific performance and, you know, obviously not nearly as awesome as it could have been in the stat sheet.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but anyway, I just wanted to mention that because obviously local interest there, but pretty cool there. Anyway, 625 here, News Radio, traffic and weather before we get to our state headlines.
Well, roads are looking good with no slowdowns to report. If you do see something slowing you down, give a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. Coming up for weather, we have an awesome day again tomorrow with sunny skies and a high of 88. It is a low of 67 tonight with mostly clear skies. It's 87 in our area. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today. Forecasters watching a system that's brewing off of Florida's east coast. The National Hurricane Center says a subtropical low could form off of the Atlantic coast later on the week as it moves to the north. Potential impacts in northeast Florida include heavy rain, beach erosion, and as well as rough surf and rip currents. Currently, they're giving it a 30% chance of formation.
Also, parts of Disney World were temporarily closed today after a bear was spotted at the park. So the Florida Fish and Wildlife officers were called in and ended up capturing the bear in the backstage area near Magic Kingdom's Frontierland. Most likely, the bear was looking for food for the winter, but it is going to be relocated to a nearby national forest.
Yeah, I mean, I get we were looking at the Disney map earlier, both trying to figure out where exactly or how exactly this bear would enter the Disney park unspotted. But you said that this particular frontier land is actually pretty close to a legitimate frontier.
Yeah.
With a wooded area. So maybe he just hopped a fence or there was some sort of back security gate. I don't know. Maybe there's food vendors that come in and out or whatever. It's not like the bear just went through the turnstiles and was just in line for, you know, a soda or anything like that.
On the tram
That's
over
right.
to Disney.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So pretty interesting story there. Obviously, thankfully, nobody got injured.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, an announcement set to be made in Tampa regarding the Rays' plans for a stadium they want to build in downtown St. Petersburg. According to the Tampa Times, the 30,000-seat domed ballpark will go up near the current Tropicana Field and cost around $1.2
billion. So this isn't just like, hey, we're gonna renovate a baseball stadium and just take this one and we're going to put another one across the street. No, this is going to be an entire renovation of downtown. It's going to look completely different, and it's going to be almost a new way of life for people down there in the St. Pete area.
Yeah, good for Rays fans. I think it's good for St. Petersburg there. I've seen kind of a lot of teams do this where they employ not only the downtown ballpark, but also kind of building up the district around it, obviously getting some bars, restaurants, things like that. Obviously, the Braves with Truist Park, so much happening around the ballpark that draws people in there. So win there for Tampa, because if this doesn't happen, you know, I would think that the Rays would be looking to move elsewhere.
Also in Florida headlines, the world's largest cruise ship is going to set sail from South Florida next year. The Royal Caribbean is already accepting bookings for the Icon of the Seas due to high demand. So travelers can reserve a 7-night trip on board the 20-deck high ship. It's going to be able to make it's going to be able to take 7,600 passengers to places like the Dominican Republic, San Juan, and Puerto Rico, and it's going to set sail from Miami on January 27th.
I know we talked about this a few months ago, but I don't recall your thoughts on cruises, whether this would draw you in on being on the biggest cruise ship there.
No, I'm not a I'm not a huge cruise person. I don't know why, but yeah, no, okay. I don't think it would. You?
No, probably not. I would like to go on a cruise one day, but probably not tropical. I'm thinking more Alaskan cruise,
yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
6:30, Fox News Update is coming up. National headlines and what's happening in the world of sports right after that.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is siding with auto union workers striking against the Big Three.
I stand in solidarity with my brothers and sisters at the UAW. And I urge the Big Three car companies to bargain in good faith to quickly reach a new contract that is fair and equitable for workers.
The union's demanding better pay and shorter work weeks. The strike is currently taking place at three automaking plants. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is blaming Democrats and the Biden administration for the overflow of migrants being led into the U.S. and being bused into cities.
On the Biden administration's watch, America's southern border has descended into humanitarian disaster.
The White House blames Republicans in Congress for failing to pass what they call immigration reform. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, five American citizens that were wrongfully detained by the Iranian regime have now landed back home in the United States, part of a prisoner transfer deal with Iran. As part of that deal, Washington is agreeing to transfer $6 billion worth of frozen Iranian assets, and the U.S. will also release five Iranians that had been jailed in the United States. Critics are accusing the president, though, of paying ransom to a known state sponsor of terrorism. Meanwhile, National Security spokesman John Kirby defends the arrangement, saying that there will be rigid restrictions on Iran's ability to use the funds. Well, today, Monday, September 18th, is National Cheeseburger Day, and you may want to pull into your favorite drive-thru for some deals on the burgers. McDonald's is selling double cheeseburgers for 50 cents, but you have to place the order through the McDonald's app. Meanwhile, if you're an Applebee's fan, you can get a cheeseburger there with some fries for $8.99. Or if you prefer Wendy's, you can get a junior bacon cheeseburger for just 1 cent today through Friday. But again, you have to order through the app. On Wall Street, stocks finished flat. That's Your Money Now.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute. The Cowboys defense has started off the season looking like the 85 Bears combined with the doomsday defense the Cowboys had in the 70s. Their star, Micah Parsons, looks like the next Lawrence Taylor. But they've done it against the Giants and Jets. Next week is the Cardinals. Three teams will likely have losing records. The true measure of this defense won't come until week five against San Francisco. That's when we'll know if they're very good or if, in fact, this is one of the great defenses in NFL history. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Snap into action this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place a $5 bet. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use. There's a wide range of betting options, spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/win and kick off the NFL season. That's FanDuel.com/win. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.
Must be present in a state where lawful to wager, must be 21 plus and present in select states. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. Visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelpma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.
When hiring a repairman, you want to make sure you pick the right person for the job. When it comes to plumbing, there's just one name to remember, and that is Barbieri Plumbing. Hi, I'm Judy Barbieri Lacey, and for over 40 years, Barbieri Plumbing has been Pensacola's plumber, and we pride ourselves on being known for our expertise and integrity. One reason, we are the home of the flat rate pricing. Back in the 90s, our founder, my dad, Louis Barbieri, pioneered the flat rate pricing here in Pensacola, and it continues as a staple of our business. His ingenuity helped take the fear out of calling a repairman. The flat rate pricing simply means you know exactly what the cost is before the job starts, rather than paying by the hour. So the next time you have a plumbing problem, don't fear the call. Call Barbieri Plumbing, the local pioneer of flat rate pricing. Call 477-8782. That's 477-8782. And like us on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with things I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of the disease called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, straight lines seem wavy, like when looking at a door frame. For others, blurry or missing spots can make it hard to read or see loved ones' faces. Many have trouble seeing in low light, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you've been diagnosed with AMD and notice vision changes, don't wait. Talk to your eye doctor about GA today. Learn more at gawon'twait.com. That's gawon'twait.com.
Pregnancy can be an exciting time, but for many moms, it can mean feeling anxious, depressed, confused, or overwhelmed. Either during pregnancy or after having your baby, you may not quite feel like yourself. If you're experiencing these feelings, you are not alone, and mental health issues can be treated. Talk with your OB or connect with a mental health provider in your area by visiting flbhimpact.org. This message is supported by the Health Resources and Services Administration, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Join Cat 5 Hurricane Fabric this Thursday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Cat 5 Hurricane Fabric is one of the least expensive hurricane protection systems available. It is strong and safe and defends against wind, water, and flying debris. The professionals from Cat 5 Hurricane Fabric will be here to take your calls and answer any questions you may have about protecting your home and family during a storm. That's this Thursday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Cat 5 Hurricane Fabric.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great Monday, the 18th of September. And did want to mention just really quickly, I saw in our email, Joe, that today's the 16th birthday of News Radio.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So 16 years ago today, 1620 aired. So just a pretty fun fact there.
Yeah.
Happy sweet 16 to the radio station here. So very cool. Going to get a really quick look at traffic and weather together. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays, as well as 29 and 90 also looking good. And we're looking good on 98 as well throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. If you do see something on the road, just give a call to the traffic line at 850-2626-111. And for weather, we're going to get a really quick update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
Beautiful weather continues across the Gulf Coast. Overnight, lows will be falling down into the 60s. All clear in the skies, so a nice morning Tuesday, and then the day will be sunny with highs in the upper 80s. A look ahead shows that later in the week, we might have a chance for a pop-up shower or storm. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's 87 in our area with clear skies tonight and a low of 67. In this traffic and weather update brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service. Bobby Likas Auto Service is located on Davis Highway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right. Taking a look at what's happening around the nation today. Reports just coming in this evening about debris found from the missing F-35B fighter jet. This after a Marine Corps pilot ejected yesterday following a mishap and did make it to the ground safely. This happened in North Charleston, South Carolina.
Also, the Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has abolished the state's informal dress code effective today. So the business attire is no longer required for the Senate floor, which means that 100 members can wear whatever they want. But it doesn't apply to their staffers.
Whatever. I mean, this is, I guess, the John Fetterman Act, because he's the guy that shows up to press conferences and, you know, just looking like an absolute slob. And he does, apparently, I did not even know this until today, because I read up on it a little bit. He up until today, couldn't actually be on the Senate floor because of the informal dress code. So he would just stand outside of the chambers, and that's how he would vote. So I guess he's trying to appeal to the everyman and just the, you know, the common blue collar folk like you and me. But I mean, dude, you're a senator, all right? You're a senator. You can wear at least like a collared shirt or something like that. So whatever.
Yeah,
whatever.
I'm all for dressing informal at work because I am wearing a t-shirt and shorts, but I'm not a senator. You're not a state senator.
Yes, you're right. That's right. Exactly. Illinois, now the first state in the nation to do away with cash bail. Beginning today, cash bail was eliminated for the majority of criminal defendants awaiting trial. The Illinois Supreme Court upheld the law in July after dozens of state's attorneys challenged it.
Also, Hunter Biden is suing the IRS. He alleges that the IRS agents illegally disclosed his tax information, and it comes just after he was indicted on federal gun charges. The allegations are centered on disclosures made by two IRS agents during TV interviews and testimony before Congress.
Over the weekend, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton found not guilty of charges that he had abused his power of office to help a political donor.
If you're going to do a decision to invoke impeachment, you better have evidence. And what the House didn't do is provide evidence to the Senate.
And Paxton and his allies are vowing to target House Republicans that led the investigation.
Also, a new report says that the Biden administration is separating families at the border. So NBC News says that Border Patrol agents temporarily separated families this summer and could be using the practice during the current surge. So reports say that the overcrowding led to the separation this summer.
Taking a look at what's happening in the world of sports today, the first of two Monday Night Football games tonight is underway. 3 minutes, 50 seconds to play in the first quarter. The Panthers with an early 3-0 lead here. The Saints are driving right now. Later on, 7:15, we have the Browns and the Steelers. They will be facing off on ABC. The Saints game is on ESPN. The Phillies lead the Braves 2-1 in the bottom of the second inning. Also, the Mets and the Marlins are scoreless in the fifth inning. The Rays are off today. The Giants say Saquon Barkley is expected to be out 3 weeks due to an ankle sprain. Also, the Bengals aren't sure if Joe Burrow will be able to play next Monday night against the Rams. He aggravated his calf injury during the loss to the Ravens yesterday. And, of course, he suffered that during training camp, didn't play at all in the preseason, and the Bengals are certainly showing everybody that, yeah, they did not have their quarterback during the preseason as they're 0-2. On the season in both of those games, divisional opponents, so that is not good either for the Bengals. Health, business, and science notes today. The Google antitrust trial, now into its second week in D.C., the Justice Department accuses the tech giant of spending billions behind the scenes to secure agreements with mobile carriers, smartphone makers, and browser operators to become the default search engine. Prosecutors say Google has more than 90% of the search market.
And 90% kind of seems pretty low because I haven't used anything besides Google.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not like when somebody wants to know something and it's like, well, you should probably go look that up on the internet. It's Google it.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's part of the lexicon. So we'll see. I'm a little curious to know. I mean, even with the penalties, the monetary penalties, like I'm sure Google's going to be like, okay, pay it and move on because, you know, it's. I feel like it's part of the just the common everyday vernacular now that you Google something. So
yeah, no, I agree. MGM says that they're losing between $4.2 and $8.4 million per day during the ongoing cyber attacks. So last week, a Russian group claimed responsibility, and it's been going on now for more than a week.
Yeah, Amazon announcing a second Prime Day. Prime Big Deal Day is taking place October 10th and 11th. Featuring deals on tech, home goods, fashion, and entertainment.
And going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together. Just shy of 6:45, we are looking good on the roads with I-10 and I-110. Not showing any major slowdowns and really nothing to slow you down throughout our area. But if you do see something or maybe see an accident and have some details, please give a call to the traffic line at 850-262-6111. Coming up tomorrow for weather, sunny skies and a high of 88. With mostly clear skies coming up tomorrow night, will be perfect for bands on the beach. And tonight, mostly clear skies and a low of 67. So kind of a cool night we're going to have, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. It is 87 now in our area. And if you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's Christina Leavenworth at LeavenRinkyRealty.com. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Yeah, one more Health Business Insider note today. So Elon Musk says that a subscription fee for all users of his X social media platform could be coming. He reportedly made that comment to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, saying that X will be moving to a small monthly payment. And he says it's the only way that it would put a stop to bot accounts on the platform. Of course, we talked about this on Friday, that Musk and Netanyahu were going to be meeting. Netanyahu wanted to address a rash of anti-Semitic remarks that have been made on X since Musk took over. And he says, well, there's a really easy solution to some of that, at least, would be that the bots, if they're the ones that are doing it, won't be able to, you know, operate on X anymore. But I'm not happy about it as far as the subscription price is concerned.
Yeah, we will see if this pushes people towards Threads, which seems like no one's really caught on to, but
yeah,
we'll see. Maybe this might push them over towards that. In pop culture news, another update on Drew Barrymore, not on her stalker, but on her talk show. So Drew Barrymore pressing pause on the return of her daytime talk show. She wrote on Instagram that the Drew Barrymore show would not return back until the writer's strike ends, saying that she listened to everyone and apologized to anyone she may have hurt.
Yeah, also, the Emmy Awards not taking place tonight because of the writers and actors strike. It's been postponed to January 15th, and it's the first time the ceremony has been delayed since the September 11th terror attacks.
Also, the actor and comedian Russell Brand is denying accusations of sexual assault.
These allegations pertain to the time when I was working in the mainstream, when I was very, very promiscuous. Now, during that time of promiscuity, the relationships I had were absolutely always consensual.
So the Times of London conducted a year-long investigation over the weekend. Over the weekend, published stories from five women who claimed that the actor assaulted them. In anticipation of the articles being published, Brand released a video beforehand.
Wacky weird headlines today. A Texas woman is celebrating her completion of a Disney-themed jigsaw puzzle after more than 3 years. 29-year-old Emily Seidel is a puzzle enthusiast, obviously, and she started assembling the 40,000-piece puzzle back in February of 2020, just before the COVID pandemic hit. The finished puzzle, 20 feet long by 6 feet wide.
Yeah, that is crazy. Jeez. And definitely... I feel like I would have given up, probably.
Yeah. Where do you even have the space for that? 20 yeah. by 6 feet? Yikes.
I don't know. In wacky and weird stories coming out of Nashville, three friends were staying at La Quinta Inn in Nashville, and they ended up running the place for a few hours because there were no employees around.
Customers started calling more. Like, the phones were ringing off the hook, so rain here. Like a chap was answering them.
And we're like, oh, we're so sorry, you know, this is happening to everyone. And then the blue collar boys started coming down for breakfast, and breakfast is supposed to be served at 6. And it was 6:13 and there was nothing. And so I found the keys and opened the kitchen.
So crazy. They did everything from answering phone calls to checking in guests and serving the continental breakfast.
Yeah, that's crazy there. Also in wacky stories, so this one actually from Birmingham, a high school band director ended up getting tased by police after he refused to shut the band up after their football game. This happened last Thursday night after his school's team won. Both Johnny Mims' band and the other school's band were playing long after the game ended. So eventually police asked the directors to say, hey, you know, we kind of have to close up the stadium. Everybody wants to go home. So the other school complied, but for some reason, Johnny told his kids not to stop. Police decided to arrest him for disorderly conduct, and he allegedly resisted and shoved one of them, leading to the tasing.
Oh, my gosh. So weird. Why? Like, I don't understand it.
I don't know. I mean... Who knows?
Yeah. Last wacky and weird one before we get a quick break. Let us know if this would just give you a bad taste for this airline while getting started on your trip. A Swiss International Airlines flight took off last weekend without any checked bags on board. It was intentional, though. So apparently there wasn't any grounds worker available to handle the baggage. So about an hour delay, the airline decided, you know what? We're going to go. We're going to take off and go to Spain, but we're not going to have any luggage on it so we can keep the schedule, and the bags are going to come up on the next flight. But that's not really the bad part of the story. The bad part is they didn't tell the passengers until they were at the baggage claim waiting for their bags for 2 hours. So definitely not good. Not a good way to start your trip.
Definitely got to let the passengers know beforehand. And I think by and large, you give the passengers a choice. You say, hey, look, if you get on this flight, your checked bags aren't going to be here till tomorrow. We'll communicate that with you. Or you can just get off the plane and, stay with your checked on bags or whatever. Letting them go without knowing and making them wait for at least 2 hours before telling them, that's bad business all the way around.
Yep.
6:51, final break this show. We're back with some good news to finish up a Monday edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Many businesses in our area ask us point blank, why do I need you, meaning ADX Digital, to do my business's digital marketing? Why can't I just do it on my own with Facebook and Google? Well, just because you can does not necessarily mean you should. The reality of it is digital marketing is constantly changing, growing, and evolving. Are you up to date with the latest advancements, trained in the latest technologies and platforms? Do you really have the time to design all the ads on your own, read the ebooks, plan the campaign, and begin to try to learn all of this stuff yourself? Aren't you already responsible for holding down the workload of 2-3 full-time jobs already? It's time you contact our trusted team of media experts at ADX Digital. We are your trusted team for community partnerships and radio marketing, and a comprehensive list of opportunities available for you in the online digital marketing space. We invite you to email us today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com to get started on your path to a digital marketing partnership.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night too. Did you have a clue?
No, but teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Change. Positive change is happening all around us. Greater Pensacola is growing. And that's why I joined the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join us. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
This is Paul Epstein with Running Wild. Join me this Wednesday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why we at Running Wild are the running and fitness experts in the Pensacola and Fairhope communities, specializing in fitting you in the best shoe, apparel, and training for your unique needs. We pride ourselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions this Wednesday at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM. 1620.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
News Radio Pensacola. He's on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
like to be the rainmaker.
6:55 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Happy Monday. Great start to the week weather-wise, and we have football on tonight, and it's just going to be an awesome week all around. I could feel it. So hopefully you're feeling the same. Hopefully you're having a great start to your week. Always feel free to text in 850-437-1620 with your thoughts, opinions, questions, really anything. So going to start off with the roads, I-10, I-110, not showing any major delays, as well as 29 and 90. And also looking good on Highway 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. If you see anything else on the road slowing you down, give a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. As mentioned, the weather today, absolutely beautiful. That's going to continue on for tomorrow. So Tuesday, we have sunny skies and a high of 88. Coming up tomorrow night, mostly clear skies and a low of 71. It's going to be perfect for bands on the beach. And so tonight, we have mostly clear skies and a low of 67. It's 87 in our area. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Yeah, weather looks great right now. By the way, 3-3, the Panthers and the Saints tied second quarter just underway. A guy in Maryland tried to buy a specific type of lottery ticket called Cash for Life. The cashier was new, though, and accidentally sold him the wrong ticket, a multi-match ticket. But it ended up hitting for a $580,000 jackpot. The lucky winner plans to pay off a college loan for one of his children, take care of bills, and start a new family-run healthcare business.
That is awesome. Also in good news, a supervisor at a Starbucks near Marshall University campus is going to be looking for a brand new car after her coworkers were able to raise $40,000 for her. So they raised $40,000 for her on GoFundMe. The 65-year-old Karen, she has had car troubles for years, and recently someone even stole the catalytic converter out of her 2004 Kia. So usually she doesn't like to complain, and she's kind of like a mentor and like a mom for this Starbucks. So they started a GoFundMe called We Love You Karen and launched the donations, and they just came rolling in. Her coworkers wanted to keep a surprise, but it spread so quickly and got so popular that her neighbor actually broke the news to her instead.
Yeah, very cool there. Also, an 18-year-old guy in Germany tripped while running to catch a bus and ended up getting pinned underneath one of the wheels. But 40 people, bystanders, also passengers, rushed to his aid, teamed up to lift the right side of the bus high enough in order to get him free. Did suffer a broken arm in the incident, but was otherwise okay. So good display of humanity coming together to aid a fellow man in distress. So you love to see that there. Good news there. Gracie, big plans for tonight. You can enjoy National Cheeseburger Day.
I was just about to say, I think I'm going to have to DoorDash a cheeseburger here because talking all these cheeseburgers sound really good.
Quickly here, we do have some local deals that we could find. So McDonald's through its app has double cheeseburgers for 50 cents today. Burger King reward members today get a free cheeseburger with any purchase. Through Friday at Wendy's, Junior Bacon Cheeseburgers, just a penny with any other online purchase. And today, Dairy Queen has free cheeseburgers with any order of $1 or more. So there you go. Enjoy dinner. Tell them we sent you there. 6:59, that'll do it for us on a Monday. We're back Tuesday, same time, same place, 4 to 7. Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3.